India is enjoying a tourist boom, a far cry from 2 years ago when foreigners avoided India and Pakistan, and the countries seemed to be drifting toward war. This month, peace talks are pending. So India's tourism officials are training stern-faced immigration officers in the arts of hospitality. And now India is turning attention to an even more intractable case. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
It happens all over the world. You collapse, exhausted, into a taxi after a long journey, wanting only to nap to some restful music. But the driver has other ideas. Sometimes he or she subjects you to a monologue on life and politics. Sometimes the only sound you'll get out of him is a sullen, ear-numbing blast from his favourite album. India's no exception, says Amitabh Kant, one of the top civil servants in the tourism ministry.
Often we get complaints that either taxi drivers just do not talk, or they just go on yapping and they talk just a little too much.
But the days of the windbag cabbie may be numbered. Kant's the moving force behind a program to train taxi drivers working for the government's tourism division. They drive what's known as tourist taxis, which tend to be used by better-off Western visitors whose dollars India is seeking to attract. Drivers will be tutored in the subtle art of small talk. Sudha Chandra of the India Tourism Development Corporation, the ITDC.
Our idea to them would be that, look, make your conversation neither too friendly nor too distant.
They'll be told from now on they're to clean up and dress neatly. There's to be no more hurling of baggage into the trunk. They must spruce up their often tatty and elderly vehicles.
They should have nice, clean, white seat covers.
The ITD's general manager, Kuldeep Verma.
They should have proper light inside the car for the tourist to read any magazine or a book. They should have a bottle of mineral water. I mean, these are basic amenities which a tourist taxi driver should have.
At New Delhi's international airport, news of the training program is being received by tourist taxi drivers with subdued indignation. Sitaram, a veteran of the taxi rank, says the drivers are already doing a good job.
We welcome the tourists in a nice way. We look after the luggage in a nice way. We provide good service.
Another driver, Rajpal, proudly shows us around the interior of his somewhat battered ambassador car, a vehicle based on a 50-year-old design. He says it's comfortable and well-lit.
For this car, for the light, in the tourists, for the back sides.
Let's see,
for second light
and third light
inside.
So you have three working lights?
Yeah.
But what about that music? This tune is called Tangerine Tumri. It was on a CD which Kant of the Tourism Ministry provided as an example of the kind of music he feels foreign tourists might enjoy as they step into South Asia. But, adds Verma of the ITDC, the drivers should keep the volume down.
They should first check with the tourist that what sort of music is he interested in, and then play it very soft. So it should be very soft, and it should be appealing to the tourist.
Soft and soothing. Not exactly what we found in a swift and unscientific check of several tourist cabs at the airport.
This one is music.
The first cab we tried was tuned in to a lively and popular, but not exactly restful, radio station. And Rajpal, the driver of the ambassador, wasn't offering much better.
Aapke options hain, option A, underwear, ganji ya baniyan, option B, t-shirt ya phir shorts, or option C hai, dhoti and mukhota.
Kant of the Tourism Ministry has one more goal. He says India's tourist taxi drivers are too glum. He's got a method of correcting this.
Make him enact the role that he actually performs and then try and capture it on a camera and relay it back to him and show him how grim, how, you know, formidable he looks when he handles the tourists, and that a tourist would never feel friendly and that he's got to learn to truly, truly smile.
But when you suggest to drivers like Sitaram that they aren't smiling enough, they laugh out loud.
Now, what about the question of smiling? Do you think you smile enough already?
Yeah. I meet tourists, so I'm also in the smile.
So you already
smile?
Yes. You're smiling now. Yeah. You obviously do smile.
I'm also smiling.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.